All right. A
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, that's enough of that. It's hot out here.
Bing, how are you?
I'm fine, Bong. We were just doing some warm-up stretching exercises.
That's right. Yeah, right.
We're doing
we
some
are.
Stretches. We're going to stretch the whole time we're talking. Yep. There's a lot going on in
here. There he is. Who's that? Wait a minute.
What's his name? Producer.
Yeah, what is it? Producer. What is that guy's name?
Moogie.
Anyway, let's talk about Pitt. We're at fabulous Star Lake Amphitheater.
Star Lake.
Do you remember the first year we played here?
It blew up.
We had to. What? No, was that the first year?
No.
No, that was about the second year.
They had drum heads on the
drum
wall.
Heads. We had to sign the drum head.
Yeah, where somebody stole those.
I know, they did. It was right there.
Oh, they auctioned them off on eBay, yeah.
They do. Remember,
I always felt bad about that.
That's John Vanderslice.
And he gave us the info on there, but the clock's still here and saying it's 8 o'clock or 8:59:30.
That's right. Okay.
But I felt weird signing a drum head because I'm not a drummer. I was a drummer in the beginning.
No, you weren't a drummer.
I was a drummer.
I thought you were a trombonist.
I was a drummer before I was a trombonist.
Okay, in kindergarten, yeah, everybody plays.
No.
Plays cowbell. Did you play cowbell?
I was a drummer. Well, I was a drummer in the St. Catharines Marching Band, and I was when I was like 10 years, and I was a snare drummer. I didn't last long. I had to do left, right, left, and play drums.
That was the cadence. Left.
Some white men don't have rhythm.
That's right.
ever since then, I tried to aspire to get some rhythm. And then I was a trombone player.
Yeah. Let's talk about some old memories from Pittsburgh. At the Vista Hotel.
Why would I want to talk about that?
Well, because it was a fun night.
Oh, that
the
night.
Wedding night. Remember the wedding night?
Oh, the wedding night. Yes, I thought you were getting personal.
No.
Oh.
No, not on this show. We'd never get personal.
The wedding night. Okay, so this is my memory of it, because you're a good fact check man. Yeah. So here's the Pittsburgh. Okay, we came and did the show. Was that the night that the stage blew up?
The power went out, and you did the show.
And we rigged up two buses with generators and 10 lights.
And you did it solo.
Yes.
And we stood back there and clapped for you.
No, I thought y'all were drinking.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all drank.
And then we couldn't get out of here to get to New York, so we had to stay overnight.
And there was another band here. Do you remember who the band was?
Joe Walsh.
He was in a band.
No.
Oh, yes, he was.
I thought Russell was with him. Was Russell with him?
Oh, yes, they were. Okay.
Russ Kunkel, our old buddy,
yes,
Russ Kunkel.
Yes, okay, but it wasn't Joe Walsh's.
Oh, it was Ringo.
Hey, no help from the peanut gallery.
That's right. Joe was playing with Ringo.
And then there was an Italian wedding, or
that's
two.
Right. And we crashed that wedding.
We crashed the wedding. We were the wedding crashers. Before there ever was a movie, we were wedding crashers in Pittsburgh.
You danced with the bride?
I danced with the bride and the bridesmaids.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yes.
Anything else happen?
Champagne.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Champagne.
It was just a fun night.
Everybody got and then there was a baseball team there too.
Well, you know, I remember that the San Diego Padres.
That's right. Tim Flanagan was still there.
That's right.
We all got rained in at the hotel.
That's right. And we went to a room.
Yeah.
A room.
And rum.
Room.
Rum
and I don't remember
room.
Much about that room.
We had a good time.
Everybody was a little bit hungover.
That's when, you know, Pittsburgh was. See, I go way back to Pittsburgh, and I've worked on, you know, I'm kind of adapting some songs to local color and flavor and places that have been good to us.
Okay, you played the mosque. What'd you play before the mosque?
Before the mosque, I played college. I played at the University of Pittsburgh at the Coffee House.
Yeah.
And then I played, there was a club here, but it was out by Pitt, but I can't remember the name of the club.
Yeah.
And then the mosque was like big, I think.
Yeah.
I opened for Ry Cooter here, I think.
Yeah, I played the mosque with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember the night they opened that building's not there anymore.
No.
The auditorium or whatever it was called.
That was the first time I threw pizzas into the audience. It was at the mosque in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Because there were little Domino pizzas, and we sailed them into the audience.
Yeah.
Did we do the living room show here?
You did. You did that at the mosque, yeah.
That's right. We sailed pizzas in. That's where we got the idea to sail pizzas in.
Oh, it brings back memories. Pittsburgh.
And then Well, we go out on the river, and then we did the stadium at the confluence of the Monongahela, Allegheny, and Ohio Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
The old restaurant used to have the Cuban sandwich. The Cuban sandwich. Called
right next door.
Kenny
to
G. Kenny B's.
Kenny B's. Kenny B's.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. I went. Kenny B's.
We, late night, we'd go down to Permane Brothers.
Yes, Permane Brothers. Oh, we had, we always had a good time.
We did.
And when, and very loyal crowd. And, man, did you see that crowd coming to work today?
Oh, excellent. They're Tuesday night. Having a good time.
They're ready. We got the show for them, too. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then let's see if there's any other Pittsburgh memories that.
Let's see.
Well, I used to go rowing in the, you know, I rode with the Pittsburgh Sculling Club.
Sculling
here.
Club. Mm-hmm.
So I'd go out in my sculling days. I'd do that.
Now you'd be paddleboarding.
Yes, I would be paddleboarding down the river down there. And so, but yeah, that's there's good memories here.
Oh, yeah.
These river towns, I like them.
I know.
You know, they're kind of like ocean towns, but without waves. Does that make sense? Let's ask Doyle. Did that make sense to you, Doyle?
Hey, Doyle, how are you? Doyle, your hair's messed up.
Hey. Fix look your who's hair, talking.
What? My hair looks good.
Flip it over about? There. For those of us
who don't. How's my hair look? Doyle, how's my hair look?
It's a little out of place, they decide. So there you go. Okay, it's better. Much better.
Oh, thank you.
Wait a minute. Let me test mine.
What?
There. Okay, it's good now. Okay. Oh, I just, boy. All right, so we're over here being metrosexual, so.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Your hair is good. My hair is good.
That's good.
You got a day up tomorrow. You're going to go get like a, you're going to go get a pedicure or something?
No. Oh, yeah. They look good. Did you see them coming in?
Oh, the Dancing Jamesons. What?
Yeah.
Why are they drinking Gatorade? Why are the Dancing Jamesons drinking?
Yeah.
Huh?
I saw them all. I'm. That's right.
That's right. The I'm Dancing there, Jamesons are here.
Did you fly them over there, JL? Yeah.
No, I didn't
think so. Of course
not. Yeah, he spent his bonus on that, right?
Yeah, right. Fly his parents over there. Yeah, the Dancing Jamesons.
All right, so are we ready? No?
Let's keep talking.
Oh, God. Okay, I gotta have a think out there.
I know.
Yeah.
Just remember,
1624.
1624 and 2. Not one, two.
Okay, I'll I got a lot to remember out there.
I know.
I need all the help I can get from you boys.
Well, I just.
I know 1624 works for me, too. We had a little. Well, we're doing history lessons, too.
Yeah. Good.
We're rewriting history as we speak. All right. So that's it. Okay. Let's go start. There's enough of them out there. They look a little like they've been out in the parking lot since 2:30. Don't they? Let's get this show on the road.
Our producer just said that. We'll get Slicer.
Let's get that show on the road. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. See you in Chicago.
We'll see you in Chicago. Yeah. But tonight we got Pittsburgh. Steeler country.
All right.
Woo. Yeah. The curtain, the steel curtain and the terrible towels right here. We're going to do. And we need to make note also that the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing .500 baseball right now. And they spanked Mr. Producer's Phillies the last 2 days. And your illegitimate son hit 2 home runs yesterday.
He did.
Have you ever told anybody about that?
No, I hadn't.
Chase Utley? Nobody?
That's where I was living. Yes, yeah. You know,
when you were living
California,
in Philly?
Malibu.
Yeah, Malibu. Yeah,
you know, he's from Pasadena or someplace.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
California. Yeah.
Yeah, probably was a member of the Bill Black combo.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
My God. I got tape loose.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Alex. The show cannot go on. All right, cancel. I'm going to play Lenny Kravitz. I'm canceling. The tape's loose.
The tape's loose.
I shouldn't have said that.
Where's Pete going?
Let's get back to the relationship between the Utleys here.
Hey, I've never met the young man.
How'd you come up with Chase?
I know why.
Why?
Because
why?
Why? When Dad left the town, he was being chased out.
I said, Chase, that's a perfect name for him.
No, anyway, they got spanked by the Pirates. Pirates are playing good ball.
They are.
Yeah. All right. We won't get into
more. Yeah, right. We're not going to get into the bituminous.
Hey, no.
Yeah, right.
No. Bituminous and anthracite. No.
I already kind of seen this guy into it.
Yeah, I know.
I did not. That's like,
see, we have
that's
two
like
guys.
Cats and
we got one
gyms.
From western Pennsylvania and one from eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we got some bituminous people here. We got some anthracite people here.
Yeah. Which is the hard and which is the soft?
Anthracite is hard.
That is correct.
Bituminous is
soft coal.
Yeah,
that is
soft coal.
See that? Learn something.
Which one are you?
I'm the hard coal.
Of course coal he is.
Anthracite.
He's anthracite.
He's anthracite, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I will. And see, you learn everything here on the Bing and the Bong
That's
show.
That's right.
We got coal. We got your coal answers. We got memories of Pittsburgh.
Off to Chicago. That's right. We're going to go see
you. But my friend, we have business here first.
Well, a show.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's do it. Bye.
Thank y'all.